Salvate discipuli and salvate omnes. Welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's. I'm doing more etymologizing because this is basically kind of a more longer format to go with the more visual format that I put both on my TikToks and also on my YouTube. If you guys want to go check out my YouTube, if you haven't subscribed already, go check it out. Trying to be more so on that, or trying to kind of pull a lot of my content from TikTok to YouTube, because you guys know my frustrations with TikTok and everybody being TikToked and everybody just kind of valuing the image and not the actual person or the content that they're great. They want stupid junk food for their minds, like I talked about. Hyperpalatability, if you will. But I provide the real content. I provide the grass-fed, grain-free, vegan, gluten-free, allergen-free, tree nut-free, peanut-free, cage-free information. So if you guys want to get into it with me and actually absorb some nutrients from your brain, would really appreciate it. Could leave me a tip over at Ko-Fi. Not really going to plug my Patreon if you want to consider it. Maybe that would be awesome, honestly. I'm just about ready to actually just get rid of it and delete it. But if I start seeing anybody contribute, I might keep it. But I'm pretty ready. I don't even know. It doesn't even pay me out or anything like that, even though it says I have Patreon people. So Patreon, whatever you're doing, you're actually not supporting your patrons that need the support. That being said, I like to throw shade. You guys know me. I'm real. And as real as it is, gosh, you know, it confirmed, like, the fact that, like, not only a parent was in cahoots taking me down, but also someone that I considered a friend and or excuse me, and or colleague. You were always the jealous type, though. I remember when you were up in arms for the fact that I got Teacher of the Year last year. Yeah, you know what? I got Teacher of the Year last year at the school that I just got canned at. And I got canned at from the person that was jealous because of the fact that I had gotten Teacher of the Year, because I got a bunch of goodies and stuff like that. And he didn't. I'm sorry. Poor guy. Anyways. Yeah, it's pretty confirmed, especially because you won't text me back and you won't, and you've unfriended me on Facebook. It's clear. And it's very obvious. So I hope I hope you got what you wanted. I hope everybody got what they wanted at Monument, because at the end of the day, you reap what you sow. And what comes around goes around, but I think what's come around has already gone around for you, so you're just probably going to get more coming around, going around for you. Stay tuned, I guess, you know. Misery loves company, though, right? So instead of trying to uplift one another, you just like to tear people down. That's why you're such a sarcastic person. I don't like sarcastic people. Sark refers to flesh. Chasm refers to cutting into. You're cutting into the flesh of someone. When you are sarcastic, you can be so, so, so much more conscientious with your words, you know? Sarcasm is just unneeded. You can use it and deploy it in certain areas, but your whole vernacular doesn't have to be sarcasm. And for those that have that, I don't really associate with you. Sorry, not sorry. And I know that probably a lot of people resonate with that. Sarcasm, every now and then, totally fine. Sarcastic things being said 24/7 by that person gets really old really quickly. That being said, there's the shade that I've thrown, because I am very disappointed. I'm very shocked, But at the same time, I always got that jealous vibe from you, that petty vibe, that toxic vibe. Because nobody's got nobody gets to be doing better than you, right? And if they are, you got to tear them down. People, yeah, disappointing. Anyways, we're gonna leave it there. There, you guys get a little bit more juiciness from somebody that was my colleague. Whatever. Some mentor you were. So let's get on into it. We're going to talk about photos. We're also going to talk about Graphos. And then we'll probably finish it off with Tele. And so on and so forth. So let's get on into it. I'm going to shut up now. I'm done being all like kind of upset and sad and whatever, and just like kind of shocked and kind of just like, what the heck, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm still grieving, and it's been the waves of grief in this process. But all right, you know what? Now I know I have more information, and I'm learning a lot more. And from those people that, you know, partook in the demise of Connerly from my prior school, MA. I'm glad you got what you wanted. I hope those kids are learning, because they're not, because some of them have communicated to me. And if I have high schoolers in Latin 3 learning phonetics, Latin has turned into a jack around class. Those kids are going to learn nothing. And it's all because of the reactive nature of my administration. Having a principal resign 2 months before the school year, and me being fired before spring break, a week before spring break. I mean, like I had said and talked to the admin about it, I was like, I don't understand the rashness. I don't understand why that happened so quickly. You guys could have had me come in the last week. I would have done that. I had planned on doing so, except for missing that Monday because I, you know, per doctor's orders, that Monday I wasn't able to. But then after the fact, I was planning on, and then you guys could have called me in Friday afternoon with all the meetings that we have, since we have Fridays being a half day, but then you just fill that other half with meetings. One of those meetings could have been meeting with me, canning my ASS. I would have been okay with that. I would have felt more respected as a person that had brought so much to that community, and how I had built that Latin program from a skeleton of a class of the largest class being like 14 kids last year to my largest class this year being 28. Made my life a little bit more difficult, but I was here for it. But now we're going further, because everything happens for a reason in this case. And even petty people happen for a reason. They come into your life. They teach you things. They teach you not to trust. I don't trust. That's how it is in secondary, I guess. You know, you just got to watch your back no matter what, whether it be your colleagues, the parents, or anyone. All right, I said that I would stop about 3 minutes ago, so now I'm really going to stop. We're going to get into our first word here in just 1 second. Photos. Now in the Greek, photos means light. Going into our first word here, we have photography, or photograph. Graphos, write or draw. Photos, light. It's a picture drawn by light. So, next one here, telephoto. Tele, distant or far away. Photos, light. It's light from far away. If you didn't know, now you know. How about a photometer? Photos, light, meter, coming from metron, which means measurement or length. A photometer is a device which measures light. Phototropic, however, phototropic refers to tropos, to turn, photos, light, turning toward light. Turning toward light, what do things that are phototropic do? they turn to the light. That's like a plant, a calathea, something that I talked about in the last. I'm like relaying in my head. I'm like, did I forget something? Like, am I doing the same thing that I had done for my last podcast? But no, it's because we're overlapping a lot of words. I'm trying to get more of the same words kind of repetitive so that you guys hear it. It gets ingrained and we learn something without having deliberately memorize, you know. A lot of the time, learning for me is trying to just repeat things in order so that it just gets stuck in my brain like glue, okay? I want it to adhere. Ad means towards, herere means to stick. Adhere means to stick towards or to stick to. And in this case, I want it to stick into your brain, but without you having to deliberately memorize, because we all know it's way easier to memorize a song, a poem, versus just a dense block of text, right? Might as well make it fun, create it into a mnemonic, if you will. I'm talking about mnemonics in another recording, if you will, because that's a lot of Greek. But we're not going to get into that right now because we're doing photos. How about photophilia? Philia means love or affinity for. So you have a love of light. And I have a love of light because I am a creature of the sun. I have realized I need that sun. Photophobia, though. How about phobia? On the antithetical side of philia, phobia is fear. So photophobia would be fear or dislike of the light. So maybe you're called Dracula. Bram Stoker's Dracula, still one of my favorite classics of all time. Also, just like the vampire, the Chronicles. That's a thick book, and I have it, and I've read it. I need new books to read. I've been rereading books. I'm reading Siddhartha again right now, talking about spirals. I love spirals. I think one of my new little tattoos, maybe I'll have my sister give me, is a little stick and poke spiral. That being said, I'm getting off topic again. Photosynthesis. What is photosynthesis? Well, photo, light. Sin, together and or with. Thesis is a putting or a placement. So it's a putting together of light. And what is photosynthesis? It's a process of putting things together by using light. And what do you get as its products? I love etymologizing these words because you learn that really the definition of the word is embedded within the suffix, affix, prefixes, and the culmination of these words, because they come up with these words for a reason, right, you guys? Like, it's not like we just like came up with these things out of nowhere and then we're like, oh yeah, that's what's going to refer to that. Photosynthesis, a putting together of light, essentially, but other things. But by using light, because first, essentially, why don't we talk about it? I haven't talked about photosynthesis in a while. I hope I don't botch the process, but I just want to keep this going. I don't want to pause it or anything like that. It basically, you know, the plant kind of draws up water and minerals from the ground through the roots. That's where you get all those minerals, essentially, as well as the nutrients. Then those the leaves kind of take in carbon dioxide from the air, and then they thereafter release oxygen. And then that sunlight gives those chloroplasts the energy to make sugar, the glucose, right? Coming from the glykis in Greek, meaning sweet, glucose, sugar, all right? Because what are the reactants? Re means back and or again, ago, agere. Octum means to do or drive or lead. So what's driven back essentially are the carbon dioxide and the water through the process of photosynthesis, right? We got solar energy, we got carbon dioxide, we got water, we got all those minerals and things coming up from the ground. And then the products thereafter, duco ducere, what is led, and then what is led forth from the reactants. So now if you've ever kind of gotten the reactants versus the products on which side, Clearly, now you know, if you understand it etymologically, reactants on the left, products on the right, products being glucose and oxygen, right? The sugar, right? What is taken in? Carbon dioxide, water, and the minerals embedded in the water that gets sucked up from the root. Photosynthesis occurs with the help of solar energy and sunlight. Sola or sol, solis means sun in Latin. So that's where you get solar. And then the product again being glucose, sugar, oxygen. Oh, on the periodic table. So if you didn't know, now you know. There's a little bit of some science. So, you know, like for instance, I don't know. Oh, I'm done, actually. I don't know what for instance I'm talking about here. I do have another word. Photokinesis. I love the word kinesis coming from kinesiology. Or, well, it comes from kinesis, but it's in reference to why I love it. Love me some kinesiology, which we'll talk about later on. Kinesis means movement. Photo means light. So it's light making something move, essentially. Photokinesis, because light can what? It can make plants move, because then, as we've talked about, they can be phototropic. When we were talking about tropos, turning towards the light in itself is photokinetic, causing it to turn towards the light. Science museum shops have photovoltaic devices that I remember as a kid that look like light bulbs with these like little windmill-like panels inside. The panels spin when exposed to the light. So that's another example. If you don't know, look them up. Or look up the term photovoltaic, spelled F, oh my goodness gracious, P-H-O-T-O, photo, come on, Liam, V-O-L-T-A-I-C, photovoltaic. One more. How about phosphorus? Phosphorus? What? Phos actually comes from the Greek photos, meaning light. It's another form. It's just assimilated in because it's got phoros coming from pherein. Pherein in the Greek means to bear, to carry, or to produce. This is where we get epiphany. Remember, phainin, pherein. Actually, I'm sorry. It's not phainy. It's pherein. I just mix those up. Totally just nix that part. Nix that. It's pherein, which means to bear, to produce. Photos means light. Phosphorus, producing light. Why is phosphorus etymologically means producing light? It's actually because the Romans took this Greek word phos and made it phosphorus, their name for the bright morning star, Venus. So if you didn't know, now you know. That is going to be photos. And now let's get into graph. I might do graph and then call it here, and then we'll do another one a little bit later on, make it shorter. But how about photograph? What did we say photos means that we were just talking about? Light. Graph, writing. Photograph just refers to a picture drawn by light. And doesn't that make sense? Because photographs are written by light. They carry 1,000 words. How do you develop them? You develop them in a dark room. You don't want to expose the film too much to light before it actually has developed. Cool beans, right? In fact, basically, whatever we see through the eyes, through the prisms, the lenses of our eyes, are basically just reflected light particles. What I see is not what you see. We are individuals. Phonogram. Phonos means sound. Graph means, phonogram. Phonograph. Meaning, well, a machine for writing or recording sound. That's where you get phonogram from. How about telegraph? Tele means far away again and or distant, right? Like telephoto. But telegraph, in this case, is going to be a distant writing or a writing from far away. How about a graph? Just pictured information, right? Coming from the Greek, writing. Lithograph, lithos means stone, graph means writing. Drawing made on stone. This is like caveman writing, kind of like hieroglyphics. In fact, if you think about it, hieroglyphics are kind of the same thing as something called a pictograph. Shout out Wind Waker, Legend of Zelda. I think it's called the pictograph. I'm going to have to look this up now. You guys will just stay with me and you guys can hear some clicking. Pictograph. Wind Waker. Yeah. No, they call it the Pictobox. Darn it. Close. Oh, but still, gives me memories. Nostalgia, if you will. Nostos, the returning home. Algia, pain of the pain of returning home. Because once you leave for good, it's never the same coming back home. Anyways. So a pictograph, however, pictura in Latin plus graphos, Greek. Well, it's a writing form in which there are pictures for each word, kind of similar to a lithograph. You might find pictures of Egyptian hieroglyphs and Chinese characters to be a good example of a pictograph. And then hieroglyphics can be very similar to the lithograph, lithography, if you will. Graphite, however, is just black carbon used for drawing or writing. Autograph, auto self, graph writing. To write one's own name, essentially, is what an autograph is, a self-writing. Phonogram, though. We'll talk about gram here because gram is a little bit of a derivation from graph. Gramma means kind of letter, though, but a letter that is written, essentially. So a phonogram, phono sound, it's a written symbol for sound. So there you go. And how about a hologram? Holos means complete. A hologram, etymologically, means a three-dimensional photograph of a whole object. If you didn't know, now you know. Let's talk about a phonogram real quickly, because the Greek word gramma means letter or something written down, essentially, plus that graphein. That's just where you get that phonogram from, a written symbol for sound. It's basically kind of like the invention of the alphabet, if you think about it. A letter for each sound. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Because the alphabet is basically the early system for writing down sound. So if you didn't know, now you know. I think I'm going to leave it there. That's all I've got. We'll leave it. I'll talk about Telly in the next one. And then if I want to do another one with Telly, I will. But I'm the master of my own universe, and I can do whatever I want. And you can do whatever you want to. So go do it. Just do it. Shia LaBeouf it. If you've been thinking about it, just do it. Love you all. Thank yourselves. I thank you for giving me your attention, your time for this podcast to hear me. Thank you. Tempus est discedere.